A $1.5 million legal defense fund for immigrants is about to be spent in Seattle. Six nonprofits will get a share of the money to help immigrants who face deportation or are in danger of losing their legal status. As 88.5's Paula Whistle tells us, the fund was set up to counter President Donald Trump's policies.
Last spring, the Seattle City Council approved spending $1 million out of the general fund to pay for immigrant legal defense. King County then kicked in $500,000. Now we know which organizations will receive those funds. One is the West African Community Council,
which is a nonprofit organization that provides human services to folks from 16 West African countries.
Executive Director Issa Anjai says they'll place a priority on helping women who've been the victim of domestic violence. The largest grants are going to the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project and a group called Kids in Need of Defense. Announcing the grants, Mayor Ed Murray says the fund is a reaction to actions by President Trump, including a ban on travel from six predominantly Muslim countries and repeated calls to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
We are in a fight to defend Seattle's status as an inclusive city, as a welcoming city.
The groups will start spending the money for immigrant legal defense in October. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.